This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Friday, September 13th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline, Escaped Emu Runs Loose on New York State Road. Police in New York State responded to a busy road where they captured an emu that escaped through an open gate and went for a run. Joyce Perry, director of Whispering Willow Wild Care in Guilderland, said the 4-year-old 130-pound emu named Sheriff Cody was being kept at the property temporarily while his owner relocated to the area from Florida when he escaped through a gate that hadn't been properly closed. Drivers on the Carmen Road near the Fort Hunter Fire Department reported the flightless bird running loose in traffic around 3 p.m. He walks right up to the hood of my car and stares me down like he wants to have a gunfight. That's from Mark Grimm, who captured photos of the Australian avian. He told the Albany Times Union in New York. Grimm said the bird was being chased by a lasso-wielding police officer, saying they were chasing him and he was prancing around. The Guilderland police dispatcher said Sheriff Cody was safely captured after only about 20 minutes on the loose. So a wild, large Australian bird running loose in the capital region of New York. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Okay, if you know me, you know I really, really dislike the capital region of New York for a variety of reasons that we won't get into here, but that doesn't enter into this. The bigger question is, why is there an emu from Australia in that part of New York? It doesn't make any sense. And then somehow Florida enters into the equation. Why is there a dude in Florida with an emu? What is going on? I know it's a big trend to go, oh, we're going to have these exotic birds and, oh, they're great for this and they're great for that. How about you leave the emus to Australia? Don't be bringing the emus into Florida or New York or wherever. And now suddenly the cops got to run down the road and lasso a bird. Sure, it sounds funny, and I guarantee it was hilarious to watch if you got a chance to. But how would you feel if you were cruising down the road and suddenly a giant bird jumps out in front of you? It's not fun. It's not cute. But what are we going to do about it? One would argue that the problem is Florida, and I would not argue against that because clearly, if you've listened to my other podcast, we highlight all of the issues that come out of Florida. And emus is not even one we've gotten to yet. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. Let's please, 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 unless you are a zoo or some other professional wildlife habitat, leave exotic animals where they belong. Leave them where they come from. It brings so many problems to your ecosystem. And the idea, hey, look, I got a big bird. Good for you, dude. Now you got a big problem. And now your problem is everybody else's problem. So let's just make it as simple as that. Quit making your problem everybody else's problem because you want a giant bird from Australia. Jerk. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted, the window's locked, I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole, hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so, take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass?